teenage pride comes before fall, to be put somewhere. They say that pride comes before fall, and I think I understand a bit how that happens. Because pride can be very deceptive and put you in a situation, a position where it's not real anymore. But also, let's take international politics, for instance. Every now and then, and nowadays more often than not, it seems, some politicians, like you hear in the EU, for instance, and over in the West there, well, I can see that people, and it's probably more common than we might believe, in Europe, the white ones, and overseas, the white ones mainly, think they are on top of the world. You know, we know how things are done. We are the greatest. We are the big and honorable democracies. We are the civilization part of the world. We know how things are to be done. Look at us. How sophisticated we look, how well we dress, how we behave. And you could also go back and look at the Great Britain, and we find the same thing back then. That pride of those white European or US people who really think that the people, you know, down there in Africa and down there in South America and over there in Asia, and the Russians and the Chinese and all these Indians. Yeah, we can maybe work it out. But we know. We know that we are the ones. We are the, well, maybe we don't want to put it that way, but, you know, there is the evolution, progress there, and we are quite ahead there. We are, well, this is what I learned when I was a kid, basically, that yes, evolution is there, and once upon a time we were monkeys and then black people down there in Africa, and all these other wildlings living in the forest and primitive people. And now here we are, white people, civilized, we have technology, we have democracy. Look at our great social systems. But the thing is that when pride comes there, and you just... And what pride means is that you just think you are better and you are great, no matter what. Then you can find these people well-dressed, good-looking. Well, nowadays they use all kinds of ways to look good. They cost money and... they know how to, yeah, look slick and talk slick. When you are in that situation, you think that you are running here, the land of the free and the brave and the democratic, which means always we are the good ones. Of course we are the good ones because we're living in a democracy, isn't it? We know we are. So since we are, well, we don't need to talk about it, and we shouldn't because we are polite. If someone challenges that, or they are different, or they some or other don't serve our interest, or even challenge our interests, or threaten them financially, maybe they are becoming better at technology or business, and some or other that may be detrimental to our economies, which are basically based on, well, historically, caring for our interests in the world and see where we can find cheap labor in these underdeveloped countries over there, down there in the global south, and natural resources that we need. You see, we are the ones who first of all should have all of that, because we are the great and the free and the democratic and the leaders of the world, because we are so advanced and highly developed, and well, we shouldn't, well, high up in the evolutional ladder. So we can then help you others. You're not able to do this fine technology with all these natural resources that we do, and therefore you give it to us, we produce some nice things from it and sell it back to you, and in this way we can gradually help you also. Of course, it didn't really work much to help the others to come up to our standard, but well, that's what we said, they are not ready for it. So then what I'm trying to say here is that when you are there and you think you are the best, you think you are the good side, that can be pride. And when you have that pride, which is kind of covering your eyes a bit, the first of all, you might not see the reality, but the second of all, your morality gets covered over by that. That just because we are the good ones, and the other ones over there, they are cheaters, and they are this and they are that. They are playing dirty games, and they want to have war with us. So I'm sure they're planning to attack us any day. Look at, they're making all this business, out-competing us. See, they're trying to hurt us. So preemptive strike, whatever. Let's hit first. Since we are the good ones, we can lie and we can tell anything because we are defending the goodness, the righteousness. And the end justifies the means and all of that. That's the danger of pride. You kind of imperceptibly glide into that realm where you think that you are great, and the reason why things are not going great in your country now is because of the others. It's because of that enemy over there in China who they are doing too good, and people want to buy from them instead of from you. And all this over there in Russia, who you want to finish off. Why? Because someone decided so. They are bad. And then see, now we blew up their pipeline of energy to Germany, and therefore the Germans are suffering. It's the Russians' fault. You see, you can always get it looking that way, because you are, of course, representing righteousness. That doesn't even have to be debated. See how pride can lead you into that little room there, where you're looking at the world on the screens around the walls and thinking that you have a good picture, but there are screens that show you what you want to see. And then, because illusion is not for real, illusions dissipate eventually. Then, without you understanding why, things start to fall apart around you. Because you were in pride, causing you to be covered by illusion, not see things the way they are, and acting in irrational ways. And then things don't work anymore. So if you find yourself, if you're a top leader up there, finding yourself in that situation, what's going on? Why are things falling apart here? I understood things very well and reality, but reality doesn't seem to agree with me. Then be careful. Because if you then think it's their fault, he's my enemy and I will kill him, I will kill them over there, all of them, because they are threatening freedom, democracy, human rights, whatever. And then you get your people together, or you try. Well, at one point you can't do it anymore. They won't be with you anymore. But if you can, and you then try to get your people together, let's make weapons, lots of them, and we will defend freedom. We will make peace in the world by defeating our enemies. Peace is war. War is peace. You know, you go down that slippery slope. And well, today, what's really dangerous is that when someone is in that illusion up there, locked into that echo chamber, locked into that room with the screens around and seeing the world in ways that the world actually doesn't look, then you can go crazy. You can completely lose it. And that's when people do crazy things. And today, there is some really crazy thing you can do. Pushing that button, thinking that, yeah, let's strike first with that nuclear arsenal before the others even have time to respond, and we are the victors. I know some are thinking like that out there, up there. So it's a dangerous situation in the world today. And we just have to hope that either things will just fall into place, and those sitting in that, in those positions there of pride, of illusory power, that they fall, but not too hard, because we're not wishing them bad. We could ask them to step down. Or that the people, us, will elect others, the right ones. People who are not screaming and shouting for war, which we actually see in Europe happening now. Let's now build up more military power, more weapons, and we will defeat Russia, and we will defeat China, and we will defeat anyone who we don't like. Otherwise, they will take over the world. But we should be the ones ruling the world. That's kind of the situation today, and we hear about it as the unipolar powers who now fighting to keep their control, which is running out of their hands. And well, and I think it's just important that we people, ordinary people down here on the grassroots, understand what's going on and choose, elect people, elect leaders who work for peace, who work for cooperation, who work for diplomatic solutions, for understanding between even different kinds of people, different cultures, different political systems. And get rid of, vote out those who wave the war flag. Please, let's wake up. Democracy means we the people are supposed to rule, and they are supposed to represent us. So we have, as long as we have voting rights, meaning that we are allowed to vote for anyone we want without being losing our jobs or being marginalized or punished in some way. You see, I mean, democracies here in the West are shaky. If they are even deserving to be called proper functioning democracies. I don't know. But let's hope they are, because then we can vote. But to vote, we need to also learn to think for ourselves and check facts and understand the situation, not just as those sitting on top in charge tell us through the media that they control.